The kingdom of God was the central teaching of Jesus on earth. And the kingdom of God was the central teaching of Jesus during the 40 days between his resurrection from the dead and his ascension to heaven. In Acts chapter 1, beginning on verse 1 to 3, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus began to do and to teach until the day he was taken up to heaven, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles that he had chosen. After his suffering, he showed himself to these men and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God. Before Jesus was taken up to heaven, there were two things he wanted his followers, us, to understand. First, he wanted to make sure they understood that he was alive. After all, they had seen him dead on the cross, handled his body in preparation for burial, and personally laid his body in the tomb. He was dead. He was very dead. But Jesus did not stay dead. After 3 days and nights, he was raised from the dead. And he appeared to over 500 people in a 40-day period. Jesus was and is alive today. Secondly, we are told that Jesus spent those 40 days teaching them about the kingdom of God. Jesus taught them that the kingdom of God is still alive because King Jesus is still alive. Next few verses of Acts chapter 1, 4 through 9. We have the last words of Jesus on earth before he returned to heaven. These last words of Jesus are words of promise about the Holy Spirit, the power, and the witnessing. On one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave them this command: "Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift that my Father has promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days, you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit." So when they met together, they asked him, "Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel?" And he said to them, "It is not for you to know the times or the dates that the Father has sent by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all of Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." After he said this, he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight. Jesus was moments from leaving them. Only days before, Peter had denied him 3 times. Thomas had doubted his resurrection. And Judas had betrayed him. How could Jesus possibly trust the future of Christianity to these men? The answer is that he wouldn't trust the future of Christianity to these men. At least not until they had been transformed by the promise, the Holy Spirit. Here lies the key. They have been told by Jesus that they would be going into all the world, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God. So the command was, go. But here in these last words of Jesus, the command is, do not leave Jerusalem, but wait. They were to wait for the promised gift of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit was and is the promise of the kingdom of God. But the disciples did not yet understand the nature of the kingdom of God because they had not yet received the promise of the Holy Spirit. So they asked Jesus, "Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel?" See, they didn't understand the nature of the kingdom of God. any more than the Pharisees. They too were still expecting a military and a political kingdom on this earth. They too were expecting the Romans to be kicked out of, and then the golden days of King David to be restored. In other words, the physical Israel. And they wanted to know if this was going to happen soon. In Luke chapter 17, Jesus told the Pharisees that the kingdom of God was not a visible and earthly kingdom, because it was an internal kingdom. Jesus said, "The kingdom of God is within you." Here, Jesus told his disciples the same thing he told the Pharisees. First, they did not understand the nature of the kingdom of God. Secondly, it was not for them to know the timing or the signs of the kingdom of God. Now, I wonder, how many people think the same way about the Middle East of Israel of today? After dismissing the disciples' questions about the timing of their distorted understanding of the kingdom of God, Jesus taught them about the promise of the kingdom, the Holy Spirit. Verse 8, Jesus said, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." The kingdom of God will be within them because the Holy Spirit will be within them. They will not experience the coming of the kingdom of God until they have experienced the coming of the Holy Spirit into their lives. With the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, the rule of God exists within us. So there is the kingdom of God. Two things will result with the coming of the Holy Spirit into a person's life. First, you will receive power. Second, you will be a witness to preach to everyone about the kingdom. The Holy Spirit is God, living in human flesh. It is no surprise that we should experience power to become the person that God wants us to be. And where the Holy Spirit lives in people, there is power for holy living, power for understanding God's word, power for service, and power for bold witnessing. As Holy Spirit Christians, we all have the Spirit of Jesus within us. So why do so many live with theologies, denominations, and physical, sinful material possessions? It's very simple. Issue is surrender on your knees. The power for holy living is in us, but we must allow the power to be released in us. We must surrender our wills and lives to God and be transformed into the person that God wants us to be. Again, a new relationship, not just only with God, but also with sin. If you do not have a new relationship with sin, you do not have the Holy Spirit. In verse 8, Jesus said, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witness in Jerusalem, and in all of Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." In the Great Commission, Jesus commanded his followers to go into all the world and make disciples. Here, Jesus promises them that the coming of the Holy Spirit in their lives will make them witnesses. Jesus said, "When the Holy Spirit comes on you, you will be my witness." A true repentant Christian, we all have the Holy Spirit within us. Jesus promised that the coming of the Holy Spirit will make us witnesses. Now I ask you, why hasn't this happened in American Christianity circles? The issue is one of surrender It must cost you something. Everything. Your life. Holy Spirit wants to make witnesses, but the world culture teaches the opposite. Jesus stated that the road to the kingdom was narrow. American Christianity is opposed to this. They state that you can define everything just like the world, as long as you call it Christian. Yet, we are seeing the mockery of this in today's time. God is calling to invite new people to His and our kingdom. And God is calling us to release the person and the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives to accomplish His purpose in these end days.
Ha'adon Avir Mini Matityahu 4:10.